Joining us this morning on the Trocar College Live Line from Level Financial Advisors, Michael Angelucci. And Michael, thanks for joining us. The reason we're talking with Michael today is because of the news that we brought you yesterday that Erie County is giving Bills fans the chance to directly invest in the new stadium by way of Bills bonds. That's right, municipal bonds sold by the county that would directly go to what they have to pay for the stadium. Hey, Michael, thanks for joining us this morning. When you heard about this, what were you thinking? You know, unique idea, different spin on something that happens all the time. What's going through your head?
Yeah, I think it's a unique idea. I mean, coming from somebody that's been a Bills fan for as long as he can remember and still loses sleep when they lose, I think it's neat. You know, it's a novelty thing. It's not anything that's going to make anybody a lot of money, although depending on how much you invest. But it's fun for people that want to take advantage of it.
Well, municipal bonds, something that we're not used to buying, right, the general public. How different is it from buying other or making other investments?
Yeah. Municipal bonds are nice. They're especially nice for people in higher income tax brackets because they are exempt from state and federal taxation. So right now, these bonds might be issued around 4.25%. That's what AA bonds are being priced at today. We don't know what they'll be next month when they issue these things. But for somebody to get 4.25% tax-free, that's the equivalent, depending on what tax break you are, from anywhere between 5 and 6% in a taxable account. So they are appealing, especially to people that are in higher tax brackets.
I mean, that's pretty nice. So for the average fan, though, looking at this, it's not going to be as easy as forking, not that forking over $5,000 is easy for anybody, right? But it's not even that easy. You need to set up a brokerage account. What do we mean by that, and how intricate is doing that?
It will depend on the brokerage account you go to. The website, buybillsbonds.com, has the different brokers you can go to and open an account. So it's become much easier for investors in recent years. You can set it up online generally, and then it'll be a matter of contacting the bond desk at one of these brokerages and telling them you're interested in this issuance. But if people are interested, I'd go to the website and investigate the different brokers there. TD Securities, Raymond James, JP Morgan are some of them. So you could set up an account there and start moving in that direction, but I'd do it sooner rather than later.
Michael, do you expect some local demand for this after hearing about it?
I think some people will be interested. You have $5,000. How many people have an extra $5,000 to commit for 25 or 30 years? But it's not even a commitment for that long. You can always sell it on the secondary market after you own it in a brokerage account. But I think there will be interest. Because it, like I said, it is a novelty thing. You see sometimes, like, I've got clients, they might have Disney or they buy Disney stock for their grandchildren or their children because it's a novelty thing. They want them to own part of Disney. Here you won't own part of the Bills, but you own part of the Bills experience with the stadium.
You get to say that you contributed. I mean, we can all say it already. But you get to say you directly contributed in a way to building the stadium, right? So you invest $5,000, you put it in this bond. Then what happens for people who don't really do bonds or even stocks for that matter?
So let's say you put $5,000 in and it pays 4%. At twice a year, you're going to get your interest on the 4% would be $200. A year, you'll get $100 every 6 months until the bond matures. So let's say it matures in 30 years, and then in 30 years, you'll get your $5,000 back. But in the meantime, you get 4% guaranteed. I will add, these bonds will most likely be callable, which means the county can, if interest rates go down, the county can refinance their debt and give you your money back at any time. Well, actually, there's a callable date on there. So you'll be able to get it for a certain period of time, but there will be a call, what's called a callable element there, so you could have them purchased back by the county at some point.
Okay, you just said the county could call them back. You also said earlier that you could buy the bond and then decide to sell it on the secondary market, but you'd be best off waiting out the 25 or 30 years, right? Or not necessarily?
Yes. Well, it depends. If you need cash in the meantime, if you need your money back, if you invest $5,000 or $100,000, and for whatever reason you need to get that money for some other purpose, you can sell them on the secondary market. That will be subject to market interest rates at the time. If interest rates go down, if they're lower than 4%, you might be able to sell your bond at a gain. If interest rates go up for whatever reason a few years from now, you may have to sell that $5,000 or $100,000 worth of bonds at a loss. It will depend on the market at the time.
Well, it's a lot to wrap your head around. Good news is you got about a month to do it before these things go on sale. Michael, thanks for joining us this morning. Michael Angelucci with Level Financial Advisors.